is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.
Okay, class, that's the end of another week. Any questions?
I'm glad you asked, miss, because I do have some questions.
Yeah.
These are the questions that I want you to ponder across the weekend, or Gab, you can try and answer them now if
you
want.
I shall.
I know you shall. This is my first one. You know how we use N-O full stop as the abbreviation for number?
Yes.
So shorten that, N-O full stop.
Mm.
Why is there an O in that?
You know what, I've always
questioned
that.
Because there's no O
that.
In the word number.
Yeah, it's not number.
No. So where do we get the O from?
I don't know, Hamish. That is a good question.
Should I stop there then?
You've peaked early.
I don't.
That was a mistake.
Story of my life. All right, let's move on. We have seedless watermelons and grapes.
Mm.
Why don't we have coreless apples yet?
Or seedless mangoes. How amazing would that be?
Oh. What about a seedless avocado?
That would be great.
Who needs that big waste of space in the middle?
Yeah, get rid of the rock. Give me more flesh.
Exactly.
Mm.
Do you think crabs think fish can fly?
Crabs can swim too, can't they?
Yeah, but they spend most of their time just sitting. It's like
saying
crabs
we can
swimming
jump.
Is like they can jump.
Yeah.
Whereas fish are just up there the whole time.
I don't know. Maybe I'll have to go ask a crab.
I'd like to see that. One last one. Let's talk zombies.
Okay.
Actually, it's two questions about zombies.
Mm-hmm.
First question. Would a zombie turtle be even slower?
Maybe.
Hmm? And here's another one. I was watching The Walking Dead the other night.
Mm.
And I want to know, do zombies need to blink? Because there was a close-up of a zombie just blinking away.
That extra needs to be fired.
And I'm like, why would a zombie even need to blink?
Yeah, you wouldn't have any tear ducts.
That's right.
That work.
Everything's dried up on the inside.
Yeah.
Why blink?
I feel like that's just an error in the filming. Mm. Good pickup.
Thank you.
Mm.
Thank you. All right, if you can answer any of those questions, feel free. Give us a call, 13 12 16. Actually, I've got one more.
What?
One more, Gab.
Go.
This is actually, if you can answer this one for Gabby, this would be great, because this is a question that Gabby actually asked me this morning and I had no answer for it. How do you get dry skin on your ear? Was the question that Gabby asked me this morning. The random question. Her left ear is really dry.
My earlobe got dry and I don't know why. Okay, why is my left ear dry?
If somebody can help Gabby out with that, that'd be great.
For the last couple of weeks, I've been giving my drawing hand a bit of a workout because I drew my puppy bear.
Yeah.
And I put it up on our Facebook page and I said, hey, if anyone else wants me to draw their pet, send through a pic.
Yep.
And I got probably about 80 pictures through.
That number's going up all the time.
Unfortunately, it was about 100 photos that I got through. And I could only do about 45 before the deadline of my art
How
exhibition.
Many photos got sent
200
through?
Photos well, yeah. were sent through.
It's very popular. Yeah.
And I had my very own debut art exhibition yesterday at Grand Central Shopping Centre, where I displayed the 45 pictures that I was able to
draw.
Get done in time for the exhibition.
Yeah, sure.
And it was a raging success, Hamish.
Was it?
Was amazing. Now, before we start...
Unfortunately, I was a bit busy. I couldn't come.
You haven't supported me from word go. You've told me how terrible my drawing is. You've told me I have no talent. I have ignored the naysayers and I've continued anyway and I've had nothing but positive comments from everyone else.
I know, and that's what freaks me out. And I'm blaming everybody else for what is happening and what has happened yesterday and what people saw yesterday.
Well, I'm going to continue on my art adventures because it was so successful. I even had Councillor Megan O'Hara come down to check it out. And she is amazing. This is what she had to say.
I think it's absolutely splendid. I am very, very proud of you, I have to say. I would never probably open up my soul like this and show the inside of my soul the way that you have. I think it's fantastic.
And what do you say to Hamish who thinks they're all crap?
Well, I can't say those rude words because I think, Hamish, show us what you got.
Hey, show us what you got, but don't do any drawings because that'll probably be better than mine.
I have stated all along, I'm happy to draw something for you.
No, something else. Right. Maybe saxophone.
that's a cheap shot.
But we did have a lot of other people come down, check out the art. This is what everyone had to say about their thoughts on my artistic abilities.
I think they're gorgeous.
I think it's beautiful. I think you've really captured the personalities of these animals.
It's not too bad. It's I've seen better. I've seen a lot worse. All in all, they're pretty good. Not a bad effort.
I think they're so cute. I love the little toys. I love the little outfits. I think it's great.
I think it's pretty good for a first timer, to be honest. I mean, yeah, they're all right.
Izzy, how old are you?
I'm 10.
And I've been told she has no filter. So, honest opinion, what do you think of the art?
Really good.
I was thinking this was going to be a scathing review, but I'm a winner. Yeah. My head has grown about 20 times the size.
Did you say that they were your drawings?
Everyone knew they were my drawings. I was there in my painting getup, even though they were drawings, but I needed to look like an artist.
Yeah, of course.
And we had Dim from Promotions there as well with me, who was making sure I was being honest with everyone because she hates them as well.
So yeah, she does.
She was trying to get a negative comment, and we couldn't get one.
It's the one thing ever that...
You've agreed on. Totally. Yeah. But, you know, I wanted to ask the guys as well. They loved them so much. So I was like, well, what do you have to say to Hamish, who has not supported me at all throughout this process?
I don't think Hamish should be mean to you on the show, Gabby. And I think he should come down and support you in your artwork.
Hamish, I mean, jealousy is just unattractive.
Hashtag goals for you, Hamish.
Exaggerated how bad they were.
Oh, yes, no, I totally agree.
Yeah.
Don't apologise to him. He doesn't deserve an apology.
See? I do deserve an apology because I have had to listen to this. And view these drawings, and I'm the only one that is giving you an honest opinion.
No, you should feel privileged that you have been privy to the entire process of my venture into the art world, because one day I'm going to be making a squillion on these and you ain't getting a cent.
You really aren't. You really aren't.
But you wait. You're not going to get a dollar.
When you are handed that check for $1 squillion for one of your pieces of art, you make sure you give me a call.
Oh, I will.
I'm not expecting a call.
And it'll be an I told you so song. You wait and see.
Yeah, I'll be waiting a long, long time. I have never put that much effort into looking at the things that are in my car, Gab, including the heads-up display on the dashboard.
So any warning lights?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, until one came on actually earlier in the week in my car. It just happened to be the engine light.
Did you realise what the light was?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's pretty. And keep going.
Look at that light. And then
that's
I just
new?
Kept going. Yeah, that's great. How long has that been there? Anyway, so I just kept driving. And then it turns out that when the engine light comes on, you should go and see whoever, your mechanic, as quick as you can.
Like ASAP, like stop driving.
Yeah.
Get the RACQ to come check it out to make sure your engine's not going to blow.
Well,
because that's an expensive mistake.
Yeah, maybe not go that far. But, you know, drive to a mechanic and go, hey, my engine light's on. Surely you could. You don't have to pull straight over
sometimes
and go.
Sometimes you do, man.
Do you?
Yeah.
Ah. Oh. So anyway, my engine light came on and I went, yeah, that's all right. I'll keep driving. That'll be fine. And I've kept driving my car. And this is where an apology is needed to anybody that has driven behind me over the last week. Because it turns out my car now has and gives out its own smoke screen.
Oh, lovely.
Yes.
Lovely.
Especially when it's going up a hill.
Mm.
I had noticed yesterday when I was driving along and I was the lead car in a bank of traffic. Lead car in the bank of traffic, and we're going up a hill, and I put my foot down on the accelerator, and then I looked behind me, and there was a cloud of smoke.
You're like, where'd everyone go?
And everybody else was gone. All the other cars have gone, we're backing well and truly off. And they literally slowed right down to give me a 100-metre head start.
Well, yeah, for good reason, because they're like, this guy's about to blow.
So I apologise to them. I also apologise to the environment for what I've done yesterday with just the cloud of smoke. And I did, in fact, yell out the window at one point, I'm getting it fixed tomorrow! So today, the car's going into the mechanic to be fixed.
Aren't you trying to sell your car soon?
Why would you bring that up?
I'm giving everyone a heads up. Don't buy it.
Wow.
If this is how he treats it.
Why would you have done that? Make me an offer.
It's time for a pup date.
It's been a pretty good week in puppy's world, I have to say. He started at big school on Tuesday. which was really exciting. So we went along because it's Canine Commando. So he graduated from puppy school a few months ago. He's now in big school.
Yeah.
And he loved to play with all the big dogs. Sure. The little dogs wasn't too fussed about. He was like, get the hell away from me. But the big dogs loved him.
Loved him.
There was a really funny part, though, where you're teaching the come command. So they've got to be not distracted by all the other dogs and come to you when you call them. Mm. And if anyone ever takes my dog away from me, he freaks out.
Yeah.
He has to be by my side at all times. Mm. So the trainer took him away. And I'm like, well, this is going to be easy. He never listens to me in a social environment. But because she's taken him away from me physically,
he'll come straight back.
Yeah. And as soon as you put him down and I was going, come on, puppy, come on, puppy. He ran so fast that his body went faster than his legs. He ended up face planting and he nearly did a front flip, got back up, shook it off and kept running.
Which direction? Towards you?
Yeah, to me. Oh, that's straight to him. He was like the star of the show.
Oh, is that right?
He was amazing. Yeah. He did so well.
Yeah, nice.
But I am really nervous at the moment because my poor pup, he's going into a kennel for the weekend. And when I say poor pup, I really mean poor me because I am stressing. He's probably going to have the time of his life.
The kennel you're using is top notch.
Well, it's called Paradise Pet Retreat.
Yeah.
So obviously, he's just going to be by the pool having a cocktail, waiting for me to return.
That's exactly what happens
at
Paradise Pet Retreat.
Well, it sounds like it. And so he's probably going to have the time of his life, but I am so stressed.
Yeah.
I am really freaking out. And the closer it comes to me dropping him off, the more anxious I am getting. And I don't think I'm going to enjoy my trip to Canberra for the weekend because I'm just going to be constantly worried about him.
Have you warned the owners of the pet place that you will be calling them every hour?
I have asked them to send me constant photographic updates so that I can make sure he's a happy little chap and he's doing okay.
Yeah.
So, I want a smile on the dial in every photo that they send.
So next time you go away and you have to put your puppy back in the same place,
they're going to deny. Sorry, we're fully booked this weekend. They've got like two dogs.
Yeah, that's right. They're like, oh, not doing that one again.
Can't accommodate. Sorry.
Can't cope with the phone calls.
I am 100% a helicopter parent.
Yeah.
And I am really nervous.
You're a pet owner.
I'm going to cry when I drop him off, like dropping a kid off to the first day of school.
It's not.
And I'm really freaking out.
Yep. Okay. Just remember, he's a dog. He's okay. And I know you just threw that in there to push the buttons because you don't have kids. You have a pet. And it makes me angry when you say that. And it's worked again.
I love it. It's so funny.
Is that enough? Have you done with your pup date?
Yeah, we're good.
Good.
I'll give another pup date after the weekend, after his holiday, see how we went with the cocktails by
the pool. Excellent. Can't wait.
He might have a tan.
Okay.
I'm pretty furious this morning, though, because my dad has finally changed his tune when it comes to Halloween celebration. Yep. He's always said it's an American holiday. He didn't want to celebrate it. All of a sudden this year, he's encouraging the kids to get dressed up and go trick-or-treating, as in his grandkids.
Yeah, of course.
Because he's like, oh, no, it actually originates in the UK.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's not American.
Now, would you celebrate on Tuesday night?
Trick-or-treating-wise.
Yeah, or can you do it on like this Saturday
night? I believe the weekend is when you do the big parties,
the big
dress-ups and the big, you know, shenanigans. Kind of, but Tuesday night is when the kids go trick-or-treating.
All right. 13, 12, 16. Do you do Halloween? Sandy's on the line. Do you?
No, I don't. The extent of my celebrating Halloween is I grab a couple of those fun-sized chocolate bags just in case, but I don't turn the light on outside because I don't really want anyone to come so that I can eat them all.
Oh my god, I actually bought an entire bag of Halloween lollies the other day and I've had to go buy another bag because I ate them all already.
I hope no one comes. And no one ever comes in my street anyway. No one does it. So I just eat them all.
Aren't you meant to put like a spider on the door or something to show you're celebrating so people come to the door?
Yeah,
but I don't want anyone taking away
chocolate for myself.
That's right. I don't want to share your lollies with other people.
It's an excuse to eat without getting involved.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.